I did finish Lost in Space.
The fucking worst, isn't she?
Which one?
Touche. Touche. You know which one I'm talking about.
I don't like fucking worst. I don't like her as an actor.
Yeah. And the character.
And the character was terrible. I actually like the show. Like the show had a lot of good things going for it, but then there were things that was just like, we're gonna hand wave this part for no reason. Like they were doing really solid things, and then they hand waved the weirdest stuff.
Like there was just some weird physics stuff that they were like, we've decided this isn't gonna work this way. Right?
Yeah. Then they actually did some decent physics stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But I saw a flaw in their plan to when they were refueling when they were taking the fuel from the Jupiter. Why didn't they just park the tank
on the thing
right above it?
Yeah,
like that.
Yeah,
like it would have just stayed there. And then as they rolled away, it would have just fallen off.
Yeah, and then there was no danger.
Yeah,
and then the spike, the surfer dude, that whole thing was just fucking stupid.
Yeah,
like. Okay, well, maybe not. Let's lift the whole, like, we just need to lift the truck up, like, not very much. Oh, you picked it up the whole way. Okay.
Well, sure. You can do that, too.
Great. All right. Like, there's no middle ground. No room for nuance here. Like,
no, there isn't, like, measures.
No full 90-degree arc we have to work with. We have 0 or 90.
Once I realized that this show was more family drama than sci-fi, I just kind of settled into it.
I know, but it was still fucking stupid.
I like the changes they did to the robot. That was actually pretty cool.
I like that too.
Is this the robot that Netflix is shaming people for being attracted to?
What?
He's a good looking robot. You haven't watched it.
I haven't.
But the first time I fucking saw that robot, I was like, holy fuck, it's fucking Conti Sama. Fucking, are we gonna fully coolie this new fucking planet? it kind of does happen. It does transform into a lot of things.
Yeah, apparently there are a bunch of people on Twitter talking about how sexy they find the robot, and Netflix is replying to a bunch of them telling them that they need Jesus.
Probably do need Jesus.
That's actually a very clever response.
I even didn't find Will that annoying, which is atypical for me.
Yeah. Like, he was a little bit, not even whiny, but just a little bit weak. But he was also 11. Mm-hmm. So, like, it made sense. Like, it wasn't inappropriately whiny and annoying. Mm-hmm. Like, it was just, he was a scared 11-year-old.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
He's a scared 11-year-old who just crash-landed on an alien planet. And also, he's not a bad electrical engineer.
Yeah.
And can pilot a spaceship.
Oh, and realize that he was the cause of it all, and that he maybe shouldn't have been there. And, like, was taking that burden on himself. It's like, that was actually really mature.
Yeah, overall, it wasn't bad. I'd watch another season.
They haven't announced another season yet, which is unusual for Netflix.
Yeah. They also ended it in a weird way. I don't know where they go with this now.
No, from here, you actually go to Lost in Space.
Ah, fuck yeah, I don't want that. Not one chick's still alive.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, she needs to go. Because the original series was basically what would have happened after that, because there were no other colonists. There was a Jupiter 2, or no other Jupiters.
Took me about 3/4 of the way through that first episode. I was like, are they gonna kill this bitch? There was a lot of. I've never watched the original show.
Oh.
I was like, I don't remember there being this many kids. Not that I've ever seen the show, so.
Yeah, there were. There were two girls and Will. And I didn't recognize it at first, but somebody said that the Dr. Smith that was on the ship that she took the jacket from was the original Will. Yeah. Billy Mummy.
I read that trivia. He was the only one who did anything from the original series with this.
Yeah.
So, I looked up that word that Rob called me.
Chaser?
Chaser.
Yeah. I found two definitions.
One of them is about alcohol.
I'll take them both as compliments. But one of them is,
less complimentary than the other?
Yeah. Why?
Which are they? Let us decide.
Well, so one...
We'll tell you.
The first one that I found said...
What the fuck?
That a chaser is basically just someone who is chasing after a body type that is not theirs. So if I was chasing after bears or something. The second definition...
It's gonna be the second one.
The second definition was someone who can fuck all day. They just chase your ass all around the house.
None of these.
None of these. And I was like... He probably meant the first one?
No.
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 Nope. Nope. It was the second. Rob confirmed that for us.
Also, I like this form of communication we have with Rob.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, the 1 week delay. And... Yeah. Having to remember what the conversation was about and...
So, I'm reading Neil Gaiman's Norse Mythology.
I have a physical copy of the book upstairs that I have not opened yet.
You should read it. It's very good.
It's also in my Audible wish list.
He's the narrator.
Yeah, he does. He narrates a lot of his stuff.
He didn't narrate American Gods. The narrator for American Gods is very good.
I think there is a version of it that he narrates. Ocean at the End of the Lane. Mm-hmm. He narrates that one. That was a good one that he narrated also. Have you read that one? That one's a good one.
I'll do it now. Like, I've heard a lot of these stories before. But, like, I haven't heard them in a while. And most of the stories are the Norse gods are dicks. They trick people into doing things or, like, just stab them in the back and then laugh about it. That's, like, 80% of the plot of most...
Most mythology, there's a lot of mythology that is exactly that same way.
I know, but my next level of analysis on that was, I find it really like telling that as we invented stories about beings that were better than us, we couldn't make them better than us.
Yeah.
Because like all of those things are like incredibly human, like... You trick somebody and then laugh at their misfortune. But it's not really misfortune. You're being a dick to them, right?
But it also is a way to put the blame on somebody else. Oh, it's just, I'm just a joke of the gods. Me and my bad decisions. Yeah. It wasn't my bad decision making. It was their manipulations that did this.
All that stuff, though, reminds me a lot of the wish spell from D&D. What is happening?
It's the worst hand job I've ever fucking seen.
Kills beating her microphone.
Two of ten.
Yeah, just deafened anyone who's actually listened to the podcast. So like
oh,
a week
I
from now.
Recording. I'm,
like a week
I'm
from now.
I'm still trying to set up the stream.
So the
Alex, are you on the Wi-Fi? Because I don't think you were last week.
Yeah.
Okay. Because I don't think you were last week. Because there was feedback on your microphone.
I'm trying to figure out.
It was at one point you said something about. I'm looking something up, and there was feedback, which normally just happens if the if you weren't on Wi-Fi,
maybe it wasn't connected.
What's up, Kayla?
No, I'm just trying to figure out the microphone situation and why my lipstick is like peeling off my lips.
Did I plug into the? It should be in the farthest one, right?
Yeah.
All right.
Boop boop ba-doop.
You guys just stretch that out for another quarter second.
We're just gonna scat over some jazz for this.
So podcast. Have I talked about how Panda is an asshole for taco seasoning?
No, but like he's on my foot.
Yeah. So we occasionally make tacos.
No.
Cultural appropriation over here.
No.
So make our own taco seasoning, just because it's easier and you mix it it's up cheap. Yourself. It's yeah, it's super cheap. Well, and like I've tried to use the packets, mm-hmm. but they're super salty, mm-hmm. and you only use like half the packet anyway. So it's like,
not me. I use like 18 packets.
Well, I just make my own now. So
however much you want.
Yeah, yeah. So making tacos. Well, the first couple times we made tacos, afterward there was a little bit of meat left over, so we throw it in Panda's bowl. Now, when he smells it, he knows he's going to get some. And, like, he's an asshole about it.
Yeah.
Like, he will just...
See how he's excited right now.
Harass me.
You talk about
yeah.
it.
Yeah. So, when I make fajitas, I use the same seasoning on the fajita.
What?
On the chicken. Yeah. To season the chicken.
Taco seasoning on fajitas?
I use it to season the chicken.
Get the hell out of here. Two different... They're not fajitas, then. They're just tacos with more shit.
Cultural appropriation got wrong.
Go on.
I'm just seasoning my meat.
I'm judging you for the way you
that's
me.
Fine. You judge me for everything else. I might as well have you judge me about that, too.
Meat judgment comes easy.
So, Panda smells the seasoning and, like, has no other context for it, so he's just a dick for, like, the next hour. It's like, except for fajitas... We leave no leftover meat. We use it all. And so I finally had to take the pot, clean it, show it to him that it was empty. And he's just looking at me like, yeah, so where's my taco meat?
Yeah, where's it at?
Yeah, where is your taco meat?
It's not in there.
We didn't have tacos tonight. We had spaghetti tonight. What are you doing? There's nothing up here for you.
There's tacos up here. What the fuck are you talking about?
Nope. Not anymore. Gone. They're gone. I know. Get down.
Oh, Wallace.
Are we live?
Yeah, we're live.
So live. Woo! Such live.
Birthday.
Should I do this now?
Yeah. By the time this gets released, birthday will have passed.
When is it
released? All birthdays must.
Wednesday.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. All right, well, I have this package here addressed to Tony Mast.
This is your gift. It's a felony for opening somebody else's mail.
Yep.
Ta-da!
Oh!
It's a Blu-ray of Logan's Run?
Yeah.
Oh, Tony! Oh.
Shall we read the description?
The description here says, jazzily effective.
That's a review,
and
I think.
Even poetic. Logan's Run is fun.
Wow, it says that?
Jazzily effective are the first two words.
Wow. So the thing about the movie Logan's Run, it's different than the book. I will skip ahead a little bit in this description from Wikipedia. It depicts a utopian future society on the surface revealed... as a dystopia where the population and the consumption of resources are maintained in equilibrium by killing everyone who reaches the age of 30.
Oh, okay. No, can we do that for me? That's okay.
The story follows the actions of Logan 5, a Sandman who has terminated others who have attempted to escape death and is now faced with termination himself.
Yeah, just... yeah.
So a hypocrite.
Yeah. A cop.
Yikes. Did you guys hear the news about the cop who was found to be the East Area Rapist, Golden State Killer, original Night Stalker?
Didn't we talk about this last time?
We talked about
it. There's been news.
So like, what is the news?
Which
what
they
is the
found
news?
Him through genealogy websites.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So his family members had, like, sent their DNA to one of these websites, and through that, they tracked him.
Uh-huh.
So, There's a game. Lot of paranoia coming out of me. That's all fucking justified.
Whitnell. Which of the many competing things here? The police.
What number?
The genealogy websites.
The DNA thing. Yeah. So
Patton Oswalt.
He wasn't caught through his DNA.
His wife.
He was caught through his shared DNA with his family members.
Yeah.
The same way that Osama bin Laden was confirmed to be in that house.
Did they also use Ancestry.com?
No, they went to her. They went to a
23andMe.
So anyway.
Is it Trump's doctor?
They went to Alex's kitchen.
Where he does all the DNA testing.
Yeah.
And cooks up whatever almost killed Anna last week.
So there's all this talk about, is this an ethical, like, there's no law against it, but so now everybody's like, whoa.
So the,
is this ethical?
The police, I think the police sequenced his genome or like did some DNA test and published it because the case had been unsolved for so long. And then
they uploaded his information to the website because that's what you do.
Yeah. I thought they posted it publicly, and then the operators of the website checked it.
I don't or think compared so. It
themselves. Maybe I'm
because they didn't. They weren't aware.
This seems like a pretty important fact here.
They weren't aware that the police were doing this. So to them, they're like, "Well, in our TOS, it says that whoever's DNA you're like putting into the system, it either has to be yours or like you have to have consent or you know whatever." And the police are like, well, like, this is DNA he left, like, at these crime scenes, so it becomes, like...
Yeah.
Implied consent?
So...
No, I mean, you don't, like, get consent.
So this...
Like, you don't need consent for DNA that he left.
That Caleb...
But that's just how, like... So, through this website, they found his...
Whatever.
Family members. So they actually... There was one person they were watching before him. They got his DNA, found out it wasn't him. So then they waited. What they do is they wait outside his house and wait for him to discard something. So if you throw something into the trash with your DNA on it, it's discarded DNA. You lose like the rights to privacy to that.
And that's been challenged in court cases and confirmed to be that case.
Yeah.
So what? This isn't the first time this has happened, actually, but this is such a high-profile case, it's coming under light. So apparently this is a somewhat common practice, at least, because this strategy has led to several arrests, and at the same time, it's also led to several warrants of searches for people and DNA, like, forcibly taking someone's DNA... Only to find out that they weren't who committed the crime, which I think, I don't know, I don't want the government to have my DNA, but at the same time, I want these people caught.
Don't break a law.
That's not even it though.
Because if you break a law, they can collect your DNA.
Oh yeah. Yeah. I think if you apply for a, conceal and carry permit, they can also take it. But,
what?
I'm glad this person was caught, but at the same time, this scares me. Because what I'm afraid is going to happen is I think that somebody in politics or in law enforcement is going to be like, oh, the genetic information in these sites could really help us solve these cases. We're just going to issue a court order to collect all the information that they've collected, like, and then,
but they don't
even
need to do that if it's just there, like, it's just out there for anybody to see. People are uploading their DNA, like,
well,
this like, is a situation. So why shouldn't the police be able to also glance at that and see those connections?
Like, so they're by doing that, the I don't think that's going to work for much longer.
Why?
So I would bet that there are going to be some terms of service agreement updates and stuff that says that if you're a state actor, you can't upload somebody else's DNA to this. And by doing so, we're going to, like, there are going to be court cases around this. And I can actually give it like a 50-50 shot of evidence collection through that manner to be like thrown out of the Fourth Amendment or something like that.
This feels exactly to me like the entirety of Facebook. Like, people like, well, I uploaded all this information there, and then they took it. Well,
well, no, no, no.
But you...
That's different.
Gave it to them.
That's different.
You post publicly on Facebook, correct?
Yeah.
No, these websites are there for this reason. They upload their DNA, and it's to make those connections. It's not like...
But what I'm saying is the police uploaded somebody else's DNA.
Nope. That's not how they did it.
No? Okay, so it was the way that I thought it was.
There is a website called GED Match, which provides DNA and genealogical analysis tools, and they were combing that website because sites like Ancestry and 23andMe provide their data to this website.
Yeah.
And so they were searching this website for matches.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, it has like millions of users or something like that, or like millions of people's worth of data or something.
Probably.
Like some insane number.
Yeah.
I'm looking at the GEDmatch.com website right now, and it says they provide DNA and genealogical analysis tools for amateur and professional researchers and genealogists. Most tools are free, but we do provide some premium tools. I mean, it's simple fucking website. There's nothing to it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was going to say, it wasn't one of the big ones that everybody's like, it's not Ancestry, it's not...
No, but apparently this is the site that...
That gets fed by those.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be surprised if terms of service aren't updated to try to block law enforcement, or if court orders come out that says that these websites have to turn over their data.
It sounds to me like this site encourages that, though. And the terms of service... Why would the terms of service for the other two sites get updated? Because they're providing that data to this company.
Here's what would startle me. It seems like this website aggregates this data from other websites.
Yes.
So it's basically public information.
It becomes public information.
People's DNA is basically public information.
But the way I think you're framing it sounds like you're saying that it's there's not a consensual relationship between this site and the other two.
I don't think people knew, or I don't think that people understand when they give their DNA to a company for this, that they are publicly releasing their DNA.
It's the same way people don't understand that when you use Facebook, you are consenting to allow Facebook to repost your stuff.
Yeah, and all your fucking stupid friends who can't stop taking those goddamn fucking surveys about what three Marvel characters are you. You're not three Marvel characters. Grow up. God fucking damn
Maybe
it.
You're not, but...
Yeah, I'm three Hulks.
Yeah, that's the whole purpose of this web. Like, you're saying, like, they don't know it's going to be public, but that's the whole purpose of this website. Like, that other people will be able to come on and then make, like, a match with you.
Maybe I'm misunderstanding.
And you'll connect with each other.
Like, but I thought Tony said that if a person uploads their DNA to 23andMe, it goes somewhere else.
It does.
It can.
For purposes of the discussion, it does.
Yeah.
Yeah, but the people who use these, like,
they're okay with that.
Yeah,
like, that's the goal.
People who are trying to track their lineage and, like, that's the point of it. Like, they're trying to make these connections.
It's like joining a dating site. Well, yeah, your information is going to get out there and people could contact you. It's kind of the point.
Yeah, but I didn't want those people to contact me.
I don't know. Maybe I'm just too paranoid about this stuff.
No, no, no. You should definitely be paranoid.
The government's coming for your DNA, and
they're going to extract it.
It's going to be Gattaca soon.
You say the government's coming for your DNA jokingly.
No. And they are going to devaccinate you.
That part is obviously...
I made the extract joke. Like, they were going to hand job it out of you. Be a sandpaper glove.
Like, there are random police stops throughout the country where the police swab people's cheeks for DNA collection. This is real. And they make it seem like you have to do it.
That's because people don't understand that
you don't have
that's
to
against
do that.
The law.
Yeah, no, it's fuck the police.
Are they chasers?
I don't know. Probably not.
Are they human or are they dancers?
Oh,
Jesus.
I don't know what that means.
It's got really intense.
Some chaser you are.
Yeah. God damn.
Chaser shaming over here.
I'm gonna
getting hardcore in here. Hey, this is Tony.
This is Alex.
This is Kayla.
This is David.
We are the Backseat Producers. You all right over there?
Yeah, I was just trying to swallow really quick when it was my turn to... I wasn't ready.
It's too many. It's just too many. Just not enough time.
Also, should have sent a poet. Reportedly, he was a frequenter to the local strip club.
That doesn't mean anything.
Yeah, it does.
Did you see that?
Christy Mack.
So upset.
Christy Mack will be here in the middle
mean
of the
anything. Okay, David.
Don't worry about
I'm
it.
I'm gonna log into ancestry.com right now.
Don't worry about it.
Yeah, we need to swab him, I think.
Yeah.
Apparently,
yeah, I'm fucking Attila the Hun over here.
Apparently, he's father blaming a thousand children. Some woman that broke up with him forever ago on his rape and
no, that's murder. Not. That's he not isn't blaming it.
Somebody else is.
The world, like yeah. The world, got a hold of the fact that he was at one time engaged to a woman named Bonnie.
Yeah,
it's relevant because during a number of the attacks, he was overheard like talking to himself to Bonnie. A Bonnie. So this whole, like, this, all these years, everyone's like, I don't know if he said Bonnie, but it sounded like he said Bonnie. Like, so then we find this person and find out in his past he had someone named Bonnie. So then it all makes sense.
And I guess she's, like, receiving death threats now?
Yeah, she's in hiding. Because, yeah. Like, the Daily Mail posted her photograph and, like, all this information about her.
Some fantastic alt-right group.
Like, Bonnie broke his heart, and that's what started his serial rape spree. Like these awful headlines.
Doesn't
and
Rupert fortunately, Murdoch
like,
that?
Fortunately, everybody's like, "Hey,
stop that!"
Yeah, this is bullshit. Like, she just happened to have the wherewithal to, at one point, be like, "Maybe this isn't the one for me."
Yeah, maybe this serial killer is not. Yeah, maybe the next serial killer.
Yeah, maybe the next one, not this one. This one isn't the one for me. But yeah, now she's in hiding.
Mm.
The strip club is relevant because apparently he never, like, paid money. Like, he didn't. He would just go pay the cover fee and then sit in the back corner, and he never tipped the girls, and he never, like, paid for any of the lap dance or anything. So
here's the thing. Dick. Here's the thing about that. If you pay them, they come over to your table, and they want to, like, have a conversation with you. I don't want to have a conversation with a stripper. They have a quota.
I know.
When I have a conversation with a stripper, this is what the conversation is like. You ready? This was the conversation. The last stripper I had over at my table, I was tipping. Here's how the conversation went. How many drinks do you have to sell the customers during your shift? Well, we need to get them to buy us 5 drinks. And then they basically just give us water.
Yeah.
And then, like, we have a quota we have to do. The economics of your job fascinate me. Here's another $5. What are your best nights? It was finally, like, this was a the perfect exchange. I'm going to ask you a bunch of questions, and here's money. And when you don't want to answer the questions anymore, you can leave. No hard feelings.
It seems like a perfectly
decent interaction for
capitalism.
Yeah.
You don't have to take your top off. You're fine.
I was listening to a bunch of podcasts on this because that's what I do. And, like, all the podcasts, they're, like, going through the details of the cases. And they're, like, and one of the interesting things that keeps coming up from all the victims is he had an incredibly small penis. Like, they just keep saying that over and over. Like, one of the victims is, like, being interviewed, and she's like, yeah, it was really, like, he had a really small penis. And I'm like, why do you guys keep, like, reiterating this? Like, all these women independently were just like,
like, you know? Unprompted?
Yeah. Like, that's one of the things that they collect about him is...
That's one of those things that stands out in their memories of these horrific events.
Or doesn't.
Like, if he had a huge nose and, like...
Right.
It's like, he had a freakishly small penis.
Yeah.
Like, Hitler small.
I've never seen Hitler's dick.
Hitler had a micro penis.
Do you know but that?
What is it based on?
That was in medical records.
He hacked time to find out.
I'm not trying to body shame the Golden State Killer, but it was just, like, all the podcasts, like, at some point, somebody's gonna mention this dude's penis. It's just really weird.
It's on the bingo card now.
Yeah.
That's like the center square of the bingo card.
The center square is a free square.
Yeah. That's exactly what I'm saying.
So angry.
It's a free square.
Well, then it doesn't mean anything when you get it.
But anyway.
You okay, David?
All right, next week, Orbiter 9.
Allegedly.
It's on Netflix.
You know, I was told we were going to do Orbiter 9 this week.
Yeah.
Until you requested otherwise. Yeah, until you specifically requested otherwise.
Sam has seen Infinity War as of this moment.
Oh, well, he can let us know. He can jump on. Yeah, get in the stream. He can find out all about it.
I don't like encouraging people to do that.
I should probably mention that Facebook. Perfect. Since I told Ed that I was going to do that.
The fuck is Ed?
He was my friend in high school.
No, he's got a funny name. What's his name?
Ekinen. Ed Lacey.
There it is.
Except I always knew him as Ed. He changed. He started using his birth name once the Trump bullshit came out and like it was looking really scary for people.
Oh,
of
no.
Of different skin tones.
No. Eddie Lacy is a running back for the Packers.
Ed Lacy was my friend in high school.
Yeah.
But yeah.
That's why his name was funny, not the other thing. Yeah, I saw that guy's picture on Facebook. I don't think he'd make a good running back for the Packers. But to be honest, the Packers have never really had a good running game. So, like, who knows? Maybe that guy's the shot in the arm the team needs. Tony, I saw Infinity War last week.
What did you think of it?
I thought it was 2.5 hours long.
You would be correct about that.
That's
how long did you have to wait before the movie was supposed to start, before it actually started?
Not very. Like the normal amount of time.
25 minutes.
We waited at the end 25 minutes after the movie.
Oh, yeah. That too.
No, that was my fucking card.
Yeah, no, 25 minutes after the end credit scene. We were just sitting in the theater. And then I asked the chick, I'm like, oh, hey, are you guys doing the cards? We're working on it! Like I'm the asshole, I'm sorry.
Oh, because you went to a place that...
Yeah, did the dinner thing. Mm.
Because I was hungry.
We were there for, like, a really long time.
Yeah, I didn't get home until... I think I was, like, in my bedroom at 2 a.m.
We live the same distance away from the theater.
Yeah.
You're telling me about this experience you had as though,
we,
of the three of us, you were the only one who had the same experience.
I remember around 12:30 thinking,
this movie can't go on much longer.
This feels like it's been fucking forever. And then I looked at my phone and it was 12:30 and I was like,
you had your phone out during the fucking movie?
I looked at what time it was and I'm like,
I hate sitting next to you in movies.
I just looked at the time. I was like,
didn't even know what happened.
Yeah. I was like, it doesn't look like we're anywhere close to the fucking end. We weren't.
Okay, Alex, what did you think of the movie?
No, that was it.
Yeah.
Okay, that's great. Tony, what did you think of the movie?
No, I have a better short summary for this.
Okay.
It seemed to me like whenever they were getting together trying to figure out how to shoot this and what story to tell...
Is this really the short version?
It's a longer, more line-by-line summary.
Yeah.
It's just they didn't titled know what... the short version.
God damn it!
It seemed like as they were all in a room together, nobody had any fucking idea what they were doing.
Did you like it?
No.
Tony, what did you think about the movie?
I liked it, but I knew going in there was going to be another one. So I liked the way they ended it knowing that.
Yeah, because there are no fucking consequences in these superhero movies. They all die. They're coming back.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Spoilers.
Is that a spoiler? It hasn't been released yet. We all know what's going to happen.
Supposition.
It's live.
The movie, you like the end of the movie is the thing you just said.
But
we are 4 minutes in.
They didn't know that.
This is spoiler.
What?
Is titled spoilers. There's no spoiler. Like, spoilers aren't a thing here.
What I'm saying is instead of writing
no spoilers
instead of writing a screenplay or editing a screenplay, they all got in a room, put a cup in the middle of the room.
Go on. Go on.
And just
don't stop now.
Fucking jerked off into it until it was full.
Finally. We've come full. This is the infinity cup.
Full circle jerk.
Yeah. The infinity cup can only be filled by hand jerking a dick with the infinity gauntlet.
I thought about...
No, wait. I haven't gone.
Oh, go ahead.
The cup is wet. The cup is ready.
What'd you think, Kayla?
Thank you, Tony. I actually really fucking liked the movie.
What?
Yeah. I liked it a
lot.
What?
It was good. I did enjoy it.
I liked it a lot. It might be my top 5 superhero movies.
You watch your face.
Ragnarok is number 1.
There we go.
Okay.
I feel like they learned a lot from Ragnarok, Black Panther, and the Guardians movies.
Mm-hmm.
Because this felt a lot like those.
So basically, they've been listening to backseat producers.
Mm-hmm.
Where I was like, these are the best movies Marvel has produced because they are less serious.
So most of today and the whole ride over here, I spent trying to figure out one good thing that I can say about this fucking movie. Just one.
Is it Peter Dinklage?
No.
Sure.
There's one good thing that I can say about this movie. Whoever did the fucking CG and real world graphics and blending and stuff, like, that was good.
Really?
That is the only fucking thing that I can say about this.
Few things that I could say negative is there were some parts where the CGI was shoddy as hell.
Oh. Particularly with Mark Ruffalo in the Iron Man suit.
That whole scene where he's, like, in the background, yeah, I could, like, I don't know what was happening in that scene because I
just, couldn't stop eagle-eyeing.
It was so bad. Stop giving me sad.
I must have checked Hulk out by then.
Face.
No, I actually thought the Thanos looked pretty good.
I thought Thanos looked really good.
He's a different color, depending on where he is.
That's how colors work, Alex.
Yeah. They're a function of light.
Dropping some art knowledge on your ass. If only she would stream.
Oh, that's mean.
No, not really.
Anyway.
Because you should stream.
Hi, Kelric. New blush. Oh, Thanos' new blush? Is that what we're talking about? I was being...
Like, he ranged from fucking purple to white supremacist.
He ranged from purple in that dark planet to white supremacist, like, in the bright light of Earth.
Yeah.
But, like, those are different... There's different lights.
That's how light works.
Like, light matters.
It was still unsettling.
Like, right now, you look like you have a deep tan.
I do.
It's those hard days labor in the sun.
Of the Hispanics in the room, you guys are not the darkest in the room.
You should see my ball sack.
You're not that dark.
No, but I'm darker than you. That was the only qualifier that I had that I put on there.
You're darker than me.
Yeah.
No.
Fight. Fight. Fight.
I am. You're not.
This is not the race war I was led to believe would happen in my lifetime. All right, so let's... I read some trivia that Marvel currently right now has 64 named characters that have potential speaking roles in this movie.
Do you want to talk about all the named characters that didn't exist in this movie?
No.
Like Valkyrie?
What?
How Valkyrie and Meeks and I forget the other one's name. Korg?
I think the assumption is they get killed because you literally only see Thor.
Thor says that half the Asgardians left. So I was under the impression that those three left with the other half. And half Thor of them stayed behind.
Half of them died. Half of them left.
Yeah.
Because that's Thanos' MO.
Yeah, that's what he does.
Yeah. So I was actually fine with that.
I did want to see more of Valkyrie, though, because I just...
You should watch Westworld.
Somebody has to protect the rest of them. And if some people were staying behind...
Yeah. Scourge?
Is dead.
Yeah, he's died at the end.
At the end of...
Ragnarok.
Ragnarok.
Yeah, he died at the end of Ragnarok.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he sacrificed. Did you guys know they have Saitan wings here?
Do you know that Saturday is Cinco de Mayo?
Yeah, I told you that.
You and I had that conversation. You walked to the bathroom, and then Kayla and I had the same conversation. Like, almost verbatim. Only I thought it was Sunday. She thought it was Friday.
No, Friday is Star Wars Day.
No, that's stupid. That's dumb.
Friday is couch delivery day.
Friday is the cup, and everyone is giving it the stink eye. All right. Can we talk about the biggest thing to talk about in this movie? Like, can we talk about Thanos for just a long, long time?
Yeah.
About how he's a really well-developed character with really clear motivations.
Only less that. In the beginning, I understand what they were doing with the whole, like, the universe is going to thank me. But, like, literally, once you've assembled the gauntlet that gives you dominion over power, space, time, mind, and soul, the whole kill half the galaxy seems a little extreme when you could literally just feed the whole galaxy with the gauntlet.
Like, you could do the opposite of what he did?
Yeah, just like, instead of doing any of what you've just done, do the opposite and solve all the same problems, but have solved them.
This is a person who was killing half planets before he had the gauntlet.
Yeah, just because he didn't have another option.
But now he's got a...
But now he's got an option.
Listen, he's only spent his lifetime thinking about this.
Yeah.
Obviously, he never would have thought of that.
The problem he's trying to solve is scarcity of resources.
Correct.
When he can literally make infinite resources, why not?
He's also crazy.
So he's a religious zealot, which I actually appreciated that angle because it made him seem like a good character.
But where are you getting religious zealotry?
I mean, he had his son, in quote marks, was basically his preachers. Like,
who?
His, I can't remember. The one who was like, he was basically preaching.
The one who gets pushed out into space. The really weird, quiet.
The Black Guard. The Black Guard.
Yeah, those four.
The four that they only named one of and didn't develop at all.
Yeah, and one of them was Carrie Coon.
No, there was a very religious aspect to this.
Yeah. Really? Yeah.
Because that dude...
Proxima
specifically,
Knight.
You see it when, in the beginning, was it the beginning? Whenever they first show Thor, and like the ship is exploded, and that one dude, whose name I also don't remember, the tall, skinny alien, who's like really disturbing.
I feel like the Herald is in my name, the Maw is in my name.
The Maw is one of them.
The Maw is one of them.
Anyway,
they're the Black Guard, and they all have names that have something to do with black.
So, but the way he's speaking,
the Ebony Maw,
has a lot of religious connotation to it. It's like your sacrifice is for. I don't remember exactly what he was saying, but it felt extremely like religious.
His vocabulary and his cadence matched so well to like a Southern Baptist preacher, like the Hellfire and Damnation ones. Also, like
the Black Order.
Thanos has this. Mm-hmm. The way he's going about it is like it's a religion. He has faith in it, despite the fact that, like, he just has blind faith that this is the way to do things.
Ebony,
he keeps saying, like, even though you're about to die, you should still feel thankful because you're chosen.
Right.
Like, you are one of the chosen for this purpose, like, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah, but Thanos never says any of that.
No, it's his dude.
But Thanos never says any of that.
I mean, Thanos doesn't say that, but Thanos says that he's the only one in the universe that sees this, indicating that he's the prophet.
That's not what he said. He said, everyone sees it. I'm the only one who has the will to see it done.
Right. Sorry.
Which is different.
Well,
because not everyone else is a fucking psychopath.
Is it really established in the MCU that he could create those resources? Yeah, I guess not? I didn't understand the power of
If he can
power
erase that. Life across the universe with the snap of his fingers.
With the gauntlet, he could have.
Yeah. Why not?
I don't know, because maybe the gauntlet could only destroy, maybe it can't create. I don't know. I don't know anything about the gauntlet, so Kellic poises a good question.
If you can manipulate, like, also, sorry, that whole scene where they're trying to kill Vision and then he just rewinds it to everybody saw that coming like 30 minutes in, right?
Everybody who saw Doctor Strange saw that coming.
Yeah,
because that's exactly how
I was like,
it works.
He's just going to rewind time.
Well, I forgot in that moment that he could do that. So then when it happened, I was like, oh, shit, that's right. He's got the time stone.
Mm-hmm. Okay. To me, the time stone was always the most important one.
Yeah.
Like, always.
So, also, what are the fucking rules in this place?
None.
He has the time stone. He could just get Gamora back.
But it actually takes him back then.
Yeah, but then he would be back
no,
before
it doesn't.
He had the time
stone. He's the fucking master. He doesn't have to go back unless he wants to.
What do you mean? It took him back when he undid the time for Vision. It took him back too.
Yeah, but it doesn't have to.
What?
I mean, based on Doctor Strange's movie, it
absolutely took Doctor Strange back too.
Do you remember that whole fucking sequence in Doctor Strange where he's rewinding time and throwing people around with his buddies, and everybody else is rewinding time and they're not? Do you? It was like a half hour bullshit of this 90-minute movie.
What?
In Doctor Strange, he's rewinding time.
When they first go to Hong Kong.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because
Wong is dead. And he saves him.
Right.
He's restoring the buildings by rewinding time, but he's him and his buddies right, are still acting. All right,
okay.
No, this...
He acts outside of time.
Yeah.
Okay, all right. Everybody calm down.
There are no fucking consequences with the time stone.
You know what? He achieved his goal, so it's difficult to question his methods, because he did it. He seems to have done the appropriate amount of steps to make it happen. I just contend that it was dumb to do it in the first place.
It was stupid.
He's not known as the Mad Titan for nothing.
No, I like the original idea better. I like his original storyline.
His original storyline was better.
It's better. He wants to fuck Death. Death is a chick and he wants to fuck her.
Death is an entity. And to get Death's attention, he's going to kill half the universe. And he wants...
Swanging dick.
And he wants to bang her, and that's why. I told that to Julie, and she's like...
Was it?
I would watch that.
I would
watch
that.
Like, that's,
but I think
that makes sense.
Kind of really started gravitating to this like moral ambiguity thing where it's like he sees what he's doing as an absolute truth and like...
The best evil characters think they're good. Think they're doing the right thing.
Yeah. Are you crying blood?
What?
Like your eye is like red right here. Like...
Your eyes are also tinged with red. You guys got this whole allergy situation going on, don't you?
My eyes are tinged with red?
Yeah.
No, it's probably the contact high from the people in my building who, like, I open any door or window, it's just weed. Like, everywhere.
Good.
Good. And why aren't you streaming?
Yeah, no shit.
Because I'm too busy eating.
From the buzz. I get it.
Yeah, okay. Never mind. So, like, the moral ambiguity... So
makes sense.
This was another thing that I was thinking... I've thought about long and hard.
Long and hard.
Long and hard since I saw the movie. So, the idea is basically Watchmen, right? Like, mm-hmm. he's basically pulling an Ozymandias situation. Right?
I'm going to do something terrible for the greater good.
Yeah, I don't think they got there. Like, the moral ambiguity of it, they didn't sell me on. There needed to be, like, some other factor involved where it was like, this is a desperate plan, and I'm willing to take this on for everybody, even though, like, I'm just super arrogant about having to be this, like, unnecessary martyr for this problem. They never quite got there for me. I think then... Too many respects, like, they spent a lot of time trying to convince me that he gave a shit about Gamora. There was a lot of time. And I realized...
I honestly thought he did give a shit about Gamora. But I don't see his... I don't...
He didn't fucking love Gamora. That was another thing that pissed me off about this. He didn't love Gamora. And the fucking spinning it as if he did, really... It just made me feel like it was this whole abusive relationship shit all over again.
Okay, except that it was not... Whether or not he loved her, it was the thing he loves the most.
He doesn't love Gamora the most. He loves the idea of killing half the universe the most.
Yeah, but he's not gonna give that
that's
up.
Not, you can't, he's not gonna like, give you can't that sacrifice up. Sacrifice an idea like
yeah, Rick.
I thought that was gonna be the whole point of that fucking puzzle.
But then the whole movie would have been over.
Perfect. Because that was only like the 45-minute point.
As far as Thanos can love. Gamora would have been what he loves the most because he literally, like, gives nobody else the chances, not even his other pseudo-daughter that he tortures constantly.
Yeah.
Good. I fucking hate Nebula.
Oof.
Good. She falls apart.
Wow. I wasn't completely sold on that either, but, like...
There was not a... And also, the whole soul gem just, like, oh, it's... I found it. I just never told anybody where it was. Can you tell me, out of 21 fucking movies, you couldn't have done, like, just slipped it in anywhere?
Maybe her penis was too big.
What?
Nothing.
What I felt was unearned was this sudden, like, intense romance between Gamora and...
Star-Lord. Yeah, that was shitty. That sucked.
I was like, why the fuck are you guys macking right now? And then why is she like, I love you more than anything?
The problem is a lot of time has passed since those movies. And they're not clear in that. because years have passed.
It's been 3 years since Guardians 2.
Right.
But even, like, I get that. Like, I understand and that something could have happened between those 3 years, but that's not a good, like...
cinematic.
Right.
Continuity.
Because we leave off Guardians of the Galaxy and it's still the, like, they're flirting with the idea and that's kind of a whole part of the dynamic.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, it just...
It's the same thing that Firefly did to Serenity.
Exactly.
Like, you show up and, like, half these people are gone and everybody's pissed at each other and you're like, what the fuck is going on?
Yeah, this is not how we left off and, yeah. like, it doesn't feel organic. Yeah.
It's jarring. Yeah. Especially in that case, in the case of Serenity to Firefly, it was rough, too, because the supplemental materials to fill those gaps weren't released for years later.
And I felt the supplemental material that was released for the in-between time pissed on what the movie did. I hated the fact that they changed Shepard's story from the implications of the movie to that terrible comic book that they released.
They didn't change Shepard's story.
They implied a lot of things in the movie that they just kind of ignored in that book. Because they make it look like Shepherd book story and
we're
the
on a thing.
Yeah, no,
just let it go. Just,
hey,
no,
we're
yeah.
having a moment.
Yeah, you're streaming for us personally.
Shepherd story and the operative, like that they were like it was a like his story was just repeated, like the way they presented the operative story in relation to Shepherd book and. The whole idea of religion, like it to me, it seemed clear that that was Shepard's story. That was his story, was that he was once an operative. Like it, that's the only thing that made sense based on the movie to me.
That doesn't contradict the comic book that was released.
The movie, you said yeah. The comic book contradicts the movie,
but it doesn't.
It doesn't?
No.
So what was the story there? Because what I saw had nothing to do with that.
So in the operative, is that the episode where he? Needs the hospital attention?
No, I'm talking about the movie. I'm talking about Serenity.
Okay.
The film.
Yeah.
And the operative's arc through that.
Okay.
So, how they treated it like a religion.
Yeah. So, Shepard... it's been a long time. I don't care about spoiling this. So, in the book...
Firefly, Serenity, spoilers.
Yeah. So in the comic book is of Shepard's backstory, it starts out with him basically being a rebel. What do they call it? One of the brown coats, mm-hmm. right? And they plant him deep undercover with a cyborg guy, basically, and they can see everything that he sees. He rises through the ranks and orchestrates this huge assault against the brown coats. Except because everything he sees gets transmitted back to the rebels. They're able to counterattack and kill everybody. And then after that, he's basically kicked out of the military. He's forced to resign. And after all that bloodshed, he becomes a pastor, a priest specifically. So where does that contradict with the movie?
Because the movie heavily inferred that the arc that the operative took was a similar arc to what book went through. In that he was an assassin. He did terrible things and then became a priest. Like it seems like the comic books
was an assassin. So before he
like it was I'm just gonna sit here and do the job, but I'm an informant, but I really don't have to do anything except exist. I don't have to go and inform anyone of anything.
So he didn't have to inform people of anything because everything he saw was transmitted.
Right.
But for him, so when he first infiltrates the Alliance Army, he assassinates and impersonates the person whose position he took.
Yeah.
And before that, he was an assassin for the rebels. They just decided to put him in this position instead.
I get that. I think my point is more that I felt it was unnecessary to tell a backstory when the implied backstory was so much better.
So for me,
kind of like how they keep wanting to tell Wolverine's origin story, and they keep telling it and keep adding things to it. And when he was just a mystery, that was when he was the best.
So for me, book's implied origin story had too many holes in it.
Like, I didn't know, I literally had no idea what it was. I knew that there are several times in the show and in the movie where they allude to, one time the bounty hunter comes on board and he goes, that's not a preacher.
Yeah.
You know?
He has access at one point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then River comes out and I can't remember what she says to him, but it's something about... somebody said something like fighting is really hard or violence is hard. And then she looks at him and goes, except for you,
mm-hmm.
like it's easy for you too. Like she, so like River is able to identify him as a highly trained combatant.
Right. Anyway. All right. Circling back.
Oh, thank God. Back.
What are we talking about?
The cup.
We were talking about the jump for Gamora and Star-Lord.
Oh, right.
And then I made the mistake of bringing up Firefly.
It was a good comparison. It was very accurate.
See,
but it...
jumps in time like that don't bother me. What bothers me more is if there hasn't been a change. Like, if things are still status quo after a long period of time.
Jumps in time don't bother me as long as they're clear.
This was not clear.
Here's what you needed to pull out of that fucking scene. Chris Pratt fucking dominating the Thor Star Lord meeting where he starts talking like this. Why are you talking different? That's how I always talk.
You're one sandwich away from being fat.
All that shit was fucking great.
Yeah. Yeah, I noticed that James Gunn was an executive producer on the movie. Which is a solid play.
And I like that we got better Thor and not shitty Thor.
Better funny Thor?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Less serious Thor?
Yeah. Even the scenes where Thor is serious, because, like, all the shit that, like, we are watching this movie at the direct end of Ragnarok.
Yeah.
Like, they were on the ship, then the fucking Sanctuary 2 rolled in, then the Guardians of the Galaxy picked him out of space. Like, so... like, literally, Asgard has blown up within hours.
Yeah.
And we hear, like, he is now on the Guardian ship. And he's like, what the fuck, man? I have had a bad week.
This has been a shitty day.
Dad died. My brother died. My fucking planet blew up.
I had to kill my sister.
I had to kill my dad.
That whole pissing contest was the fucking best.
So one really great thing about this is at no point did I ever feel like any of the characters felt like they were just reading lines. Like, the characters all felt like the characters they were. Like, the Guardians felt like the Guardians. And Thor felt like Ragnarok Thor. When Cap was on the scene, he felt like Cap. And Stark felt like Stark. Like, they all felt... legit. It didn't feel like this weird amalgamation of, we're just moving pieces around the board so we can make these cool things happen.
That happened.
It also happened, but the voice of the characters felt consistent from the
Well, it had better movies. Fucking feel consistent after 21 goddamn movies.
Sam says he's here, we can start.
Oh, well, good. Well, I'm finally.
Well, I've already finished. I mean, we continue the discussion, but it's getting cold and wet over here.
Oh.
Sleep in it.
Sleeping in it, pig. Well, now I don't have anything else to say about the movie.
I can't keep watching these fucking movies.
You can and you will.
Yeah, you will. Because no. Here's what's going to happen. I'm going to buy the tickets, and then you're going to show up. I'll stop buying you the tickets if you want.
How's about that for an abusive relationship? Yeah, you are, because I'm going to buy the tickets, and you're going to show up, and you are going to like it.
If you don't want me to buy the tickets anymore, I'll just
you're probably not
going to
like it, but you'll be there.
And no, you'll drive me. And they goofed it. What'd they goofed?
And you'll drive me because I need to drink at some point.
Oh, I don't like drinking when I see movies.
No, after.
All right.
Okay.
We saw it on a Thursday.
Yeah, there was no after. There was us leaving the theater at 1:30 in the fucking morning on a Friday morning.
I don't know why you're looking at me. I asked you if that time was fine.
Yeah,
because it was late.
I didn't know the movie was going to be.
You knew.
3 hours.
You knew.
Knew.
You said it before we got there. You're like, this is going to be like a 3 hour long movie.
You knew.
Yeah, I didn't know that, though, for sure. I made that up.
I don't feel bad at all. That's why we went to the
11 o'clock.
They killed the wrong people, or not enough, or both.
Let's talk about who they killed.
They
didn't kill any of the original Avengers.
Nope.
Ooh.
Yet.
They didn't kill any of the original Avengers.
Yet. It is impossible for me.
In the snap where they get taken away, none of the original Avengers died.
Okay, so here's my biggest. This is my biggest.
The only other one that survived was Rocket.
Yeah.
I want to talk about this the snap killing half of everybody on every planet.
You have to wait.
No, I need to get this out there.
You have to wait.
Okay, go.
I cannot review this movie as a movie because it's one half of a movie.
You're right.
The two Marvel movies that are coming out between now and this one, the next one?
You mean like Empire?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, the two Marvel movies that are coming out between now and the next one take place before Infinity War.
Yep.
Yeah.
Ew.
So like that throwaway line about Ant-Man, he took a deal. That's why he's on the sideline.
He's under house arrest.
Yeah, he'll take the deal at the end of the Ant-Man movie.
Oh, Ant-Man and
Captain Marvel.
Ant-Man and Wasp.
I was thinking who they were talking about in the movie specifically. They said Ant-Man and Hawkeye.
Yep.
Both took the deal and they're on house arrest.
Yep.
So part two of this.
That's right, Captain Marvel.
Part two of the Brie Larson. Yeah. Part two of this is fucking. This is my biggest complaint about the goddamn movie. As soon as Doctor Strange is like, I looked at a million future timelines and there's only one in which we win. Then the 14 movie.
14 million.
Whatever. The movie then changed from, what's going to happen in the movie to, what fucking trick do we have to pull so that whatever we do at the end of the movie, we can undo in the next movie. And then when he's fading away, I'm like, this fucking dude.
It would have had more impact if they would have just taken that line out.
Yeah.
There's only one way.
Yeah.
No. Cut away before he even says it.
Yeah. Just then from like the movie has changed from a piece of art for me to now it's a puzzle I have to figure out. And they're gonna like but with the gems, like they can literally just do anything and it doesn't have to make any bit of sense whatsoever, because they can just hand wave the shit away with these magic rocks.
Yep.
Which is fucking infuriating.
So, here's how few repercussions exist in this universe. Thor gets a fucking eye.
But it's a different color.
It is a different color.
And he keeps two different color eyes throughout the rest of the movie.
So Thor lost his eye.
I was actually fine with this.
For 2 days, and then he gets another one?
He's a god. I was fine with it.
Fucking Groot in...
I'm gonna get that arm. God, I love Rocket.
That's so fucking funny.
What would have been great though is as Winter Soldier was disappearing, the arm just dropped.
So,
good.
I want to talk about the snap clearing. So the snap was supposed to.
Now I'm fine. Now go ahead.
Kill half of everybody on every planet, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Everybody everywhere.
So was there like 7 or 8 extra people on Titan camped out on the other side of the planet that we didn't see?
Because it was just half the population. And
half
he
the
did
population
say,
of the universe.
And he did say he was going to spare Tony.
Mm-hmm.
So Tony had to live.
And it was half the population of the universe.
Yeah, Tony's now alive on a planet with no other life.
Perfect. Oh, what's her face? What's his face is there? What's her face? Nebula's there.
Nebula's there, yeah.
Oh, yeah, Nebula.
I thought she faded away.
No.
She's going to turn into a transformer. She's going to transform into a spaceship. Tony's going to ride inside Nebula back to Earth.
I think I've seen the anime version of this.
Me too.
Yeah.
Zootana.
I have a feeling the reality gem is going to be used on Thanos.
Yeah.
To make him believe that he won. And then he'll just live on Titan or wherever he is. Probably Gamora's planet.
Yeah.
Wherever he's at looking at the sunset, he'll just live there forever.
Yeah. Hold on. This was the entirety of your
Tony
thoughts.
Tony needed to die. Cap needed to die.
Yep. Yep.
We needed to keep T'Challa, but didn't he die?
He died.
And we get the fuck rid of Cap and Tony. There had to be tangible cost.
I think they're gonna die.
The thing is, they're going to. It's gonna be in. It's gonna be in the movie that we see next year.
Yeah.
Yeah. I have no feelings towards who died because I know it's going
and
to
they told,
be undone.
They
it's
told us, bullshit. But they told us why, and they told us how. We don't trade lives. They're gonna have to trade lives.
Yeah.
That's gonna have to happen. they're going to have to trade lives to.
Captain America is just so fucking tedious to deal with. We don't trade lives. Oh, okay. So these other 1,000 people who died, so we didn't have to kill Vision. Like, are we going to get their input on them trading their lives for Vision?
Yeah. Hey, like down the line, I'd like to trade lives.
Yeah. Like, hey, my 10 buddies just died. How many more black people do we have to let die? So that dude over there is not. Yeah, that robot guy is not dead. Also, that. Like, that recurrent theme of people not pulling the fucking trigger was tiring as fuck. Like, Scarlet Witch, fucking come on.
How they weren't killing them.
It's time to grow up.
No, the whole line with her and Vision.
Oh. She's her the only one. Vision, Star-Lord.
And then Gamora. And, Star-Lord and Gamora, and then it comes back with Gamora and Thanos, but Thanos actually does it.
Yeah.
They all actually do it, but there's this whole, like, this whole tension.
This whole fucking tedious, like, I'll give Scarlet Witch and Vision a pass in the beginning.
Yeah.
Like, because those things show up and Vision's like, well, you gotta kill me. Okay, buddy. It's like, like, this isn't the first stop on this train, okay? Alright? Like, let's see how the situation's going. Then, the train is at the station, and it's time. Alright? Like, it's, okay, we're at the end game now. now is the time where we make the decisions.
Yeah, it's either let Thanos take the stone,
yeah,
and everybody dies anyway.
Yeah, there's a 50-50 chance Vision. I'm gonna die in the next 30 seconds when he takes
the stone. It's not even 50-50. Like, as soon as Thanos is on Earth, like, coming towards Vision, like, he's gonna die.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's like...
100-100.
Yeah, 100.
How irritated were you while you were watching that surgery scene with Vision, where you were like, why didn't she script this out?
What?
No?
I wasn't.
Oh, as a programmer, that annoyed the fuck out of me.
I don't understand why the surgery scene was taking place. Like,
because there were millions of...
I remember the line, yeah.
And...
But I don't...
Because the plot demanded it.
I don't remember...
Someone has to get the gauntlet with all its power and say, I just want it to be how it was. The gauntlet looked like it got messed up at the end. Yeah, it looked like it was destroyed. Yeah.
No, what's going to happen is there's going to be this fucking red pair of slippers. And someone's going to click their heels together 3 times. And then we're all going to fucking wake up in Kansas and everybody's going to be worse off.
Oh, I even thought as soon as he woke up in that fucking pool after he kills Gamora, I'm like, God, I hope... The next movie just doesn't end where he's just been trapped in the soul gem the whole fucking time, and they just everyone else is just like, oh, burp, burp, burp.
Ooh, I don't think they have the guts to do shit like that anymore. Do you remember the backlash? What show was it? I think it was like South Park, like something as small as South Park, where they did something like that.
I don't watch that show.
You didn't have to watch the show. I didn't watch the show. I was too young. But I remember, like, people were super pissed off. I have to look it up now to see exactly what happened. But...
About what? I'm trying to remember what could have,
like,
happened.
Like, that sort of bait and switch, like...
Oh, there have been a lot of bait and switch.
Oh, I know, television. But, like, it was something as big as this, a movie, like, that everybody was, like, hyped to see... Oh, that's a lot. That's a huge emotional toll to...
Yeah, but the problem is they're going to do something adjacent to that.
They're going
to
fucking undo everything. Anyway, there aren't going to be any fucking consequences in this universe.
I think there will be.
Because we narrowly avoided having this problem in Doctor Strange. The problem with having the Time Stone is that when you start playing with time, if you're not careful with the story gets really fucking stupid really quick.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And they used the Time Gem in Doctor Strange perfectly. There was consequences. The Time Gem didn't undo the problem.
Were there consequences? That dude who left is gone. We haven't seen him again.
I know, but Doctor Strange himself had to die like a thousand, like a lot of times.
Oh,
that's painfully every time. But like, he didn't undo the things, right? Like, he didn't stop himself from being killed. He just like rewound 30 seconds and just fucking macroed himself until the guy got tired of killing him. Right? It's like, I don't feel like that's a cheat. I feel like they used the stone in a way that earned the ending.
And it was a clever, creative ending considering how most of the Marvel movies have been like, yeah, these huge battles in the sky. Yeah. And it was like, yeah, there was a huge battle in the sky, but I'm not going to win by beating you up.
Yeah.
And, because I can't win.
And the whole battle in the streets, no, we just undid that.
Yeah.
We undid the battle in the streets because it was dumb, and then they solved the problem in a different way. That was clever. And God, I hope they don't do something stupid in the second one. But I feel like it's going to be something stupid. It's going to be something that I hate. Record. Someone write this down.
All right.
Good.
Doctor Strange fixed his movie's problem without killing his enemy.
He couldn't kill his enemy.
He killed Mads.
Yes, Adam, that ending was earned.
He didn't kill Dormammu.
He didn't kill Dormammu, but he did kill Mads.
He couldn't kill Dormammu.
Yeah.
Ugh, I gotta get the fucking chat room out, because now Sam's here.
I don't know. Fuck this movie.
I liked it.
I liked it a lot. Like I said, I felt like they learned a lot from the success of the last few movies that have come out.
This movie was the Empire of the Avengers sequence. The Empire Strikes Back of the Avengers sequence of the movies. It's by far the best Avengers movie.
I would agree with that.
Like,
I didn't feel...
The first Avengers movie was okay. Age of Ultron was not good. This one was bad. This one was a lot better.
Age of Ultron was a chore for me. This did not feel like a chore at all.
This didn't feel like a chore. Age of Ultron was bad. The first Avengers wasn't...
It was okay. Special. It was a proof of concept of taking all these big properties and seeing if we can make a movie together.
Turns out
it didn't have the... What was the other movie we saw? It was an X-Men movie.
Oh, the Apocalypse. Days of... Yeah, Apocalypse.
Age of Apocalypse.
Where it was just like there were so many characters that they're trying to like stuff into it. It really... Well, like,
it wasn't even that there were so many characters. It's that you fucking went on an adventure to pick up a character every 10 minutes in X-Men Apocalypse. This had way more characters.
It did. Oh, yeah.
But you also had a movie for each character, more or less.
Yeah, but like in X-Men Apocalypse, it was like, oh, we're going to go get this guy. We're going to spend 15 minutes doing that. Oh, we're going to go get this guy. We're going to spend 15 minutes doing that. And then they had to cram the whole plot into the 30 minutes or 20 minutes, maybe.
Like, there were so many characters in this and so many things happening, but it didn't feel confusing or...
No, it seemed very straightforward for what it was. Now, if you've missed a few of the movies, I can see being confused.
Yeah. I was confused.
I mean, like, I don't really know who Bucky is. I've never seen a movie with Bucky in it. I've only seen...
You saw Civil War.
You saw Black Panther.
Okay, like, he's been, like... But he hasn't been, like, a character, like a main focus character.
He was the main focus character in
Civil War.
In Civil War, he probably had 10 lines.
Yeah. He
didn't talk.
He was in the back of the fucking car.
He was just fighting. When
Cap was making out with that chick, like, can you move your seat up? No.
No.
I don't remember that.
Here's the best scene in that movie. Him and Falcon in the back of that car.
Where they're both basically competing for their bromance with Cap.
It's near your 34th birthday, so it's next March. That's when Captain Marvel's coming out.
Yeah.
Because that should be right before Avengers. I'm excited
for Captain Marvel.
Yeah.
I didn't know. So the thing at the end of the credits is Nick Fury like paging someone, and the
and it's because it's a fucking pager.
Yeah. And the symbol pops
Captain
up,
Marvel,
but I didn't know what it was. But somebody in the theater screamed, "Captain Marvel!"
Yeah.
So I was like, okay. So then I went home and like I did research, and I was like, oh wait, Captain Marvel's a woman.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
And then I got super like
Brie
excited
Larson,
and jacked up.
Actually, the second Captain Marvel was a woman. The first one was a dude.
Right.
But
no,
I'm glad that they're going straight to the Carol Danvers.
I did a ton of research on her just because I was like super jacked.
Yeah, Brie Larson did a ton of research too when she got the role. It's pretty great.
Nick Fury's gonna have two eyes in the Captain Marvel movie.
Tom Holland is the best Spider-Man, and I will fight anybody who.
You will get no fight from me.
He is absolutely my favorite iteration of Spider-Man that I've seen. To be fair, I didn't see the Amazing Spider-Man movies, but I heard that they were really bad. But like Tobey Maguire. Can't hold a candle to Tom Holland. He's just so
Tobey
like
Maguire
pure
was,
and
Tobey Maguire was good.
It's pure.
He's just
a good boy.
He is.
He's snow.
He is. He's too pure, too good for this world.
He's too good for them to give him scripts.
Good thing he's not in it anymore then.
Captain Marvel's a Kree dude and Carol is the shit, but it's coming. So the scene where Spider-Man is fading away. That was heart-wrenching.
Because it took forever.
ever.
Yeah, because I was like, fuck, come on, dude.
No, like, I mean, they do it on purpose.
Oh, yeah. Like, oh, yeah.
It was heartbreaking. Like, he's, like, begging. And there's nothing Iron Man can do. Like, nothing. He's like, please, like, I don't want to. Because he's just a kid. Like, out of all of this, like, all this shit going on, and, like, you know, it's fun, and we're kicking ass, but he's a babby. Like,
oh, yeah.
He's a,
oh,
just yeah. a babby lost in space.
Can't be a friendly neighborhood Spider-Man without a neighborhood.
It's true.
He's not wrong. He's just a good boy.
I am somewhat disappointed we didn't get Tony Stark hitting on Aunt May again in this movie. Just a little bit more. I could use just a little
he's
bit
He's got
more.
His,
I don't
He's
care.
Got Pepper now.
Yeah.
Yeah, that fucking... Oh, we should have a kid shit was tedious as fuck.
I thought it was cute.
And she's like, oh, why do you still have this thing in your chest? Because I'm fucking Iron Man. Are you fucking kidding me? Have you seen me save the world a couple times?
Okay, but that is, like, if Iron Man was your bae, and, like, he's like, hey, I had a dream we were pregnant, like, maybe we should have a baby. You'd be like, okay, maybe, like...
Maybe you need to not stop trying to die every week.
Yeah, like, I can't have a baby with some dude who's Iron Man. Because what if you die?
Can't or won't?
Here's
different.
Get a cup.
Here's what's frustrating about Iron Man.
A lot of people in this park.
How is Babby unformed?
Iron Man could just transfer his shit to another person.
His what?
Like, his superpower is that he's fucking rich and he has all these gadgets. He could just.
I mean, he's also like, really smart.
He I mean, could he split literally the shift. He literally did because he's that's not, what that's what War Machine is.
He's different from Batman
and Vision
in that he. And well, Vision. I mean, Batman's. Smart, but Tony, like, isn't he, like, a genius? Like, he mm-hmm. does all this shit?
Yeah, but he could, like, designate and train a few people, like War Machine.
Like the whole Avengers initiative? Like that whole complex he built?
I don't remember.
It's the Avengers?
It's the Avengers.
Okay. The whole team.
They go there in the movie.
But he doesn't give them Iron Man suits and shit.
He did give War Machine the Iron Man suit?
Yeah.
And I'm pretty sure Falcon shits all Tony Stark's stuff too, isn't it?
I think so. I'm trying to remember.
I'm trying to remember where he got it, because he got it in Winter Soldier.
Spider-Man has...
I think Tony might have tweaked it. I'm trying to remember. I don't
and
remember.
Then he gave Spider-Man the Spidey, all versions of the Spidey suit that wasn't those sweatpants.
Shuri outclasses both Tony and Bruce. Who's Shuri?
The princess of Wakanda.
T'Challa's little
oh,
sister.
Oh, yeah. She does. That's why they have to bring everything to
yeah,
her.
Sam
she's
says
like,
that
yeah,
he wants Shuri to be the MCU Ironheart, and that would be a solid play.
I could get on that train. Yeah, I definitely want to see more of her doing what she does, which is be funny and smart as fuck.
Well, she didn't die.
She didn't die.
Using
T'Challa
her, using,
did, though.
Using her fuck Voltron. Him. Using her... We didn't see if she died or not, but I'm assuming that means she didn't.
This isn't the first fucking time T'Challa's died.
True.
Does that mean she gets to be queen?
Not the second time T'Challa's died.
Does that mean M'Batu gets to?
Oh, God. I didn't see M'Baku die. But I did like that he fucking showed up again. God damn, I love
Russia
that dude.
Give the Stark tech a Wakandan twist. For real.
I don't understand the Stark technology. It's basically at the magic point.
You know, it all started with Iron Man.
Yeah.
He was in a cave, then he built a fusion reactor.
In his chest.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No, he really didn't build that in his chest for that. He really built that just as a magnet.
To keep the shrapnel from getting into his heart.
Then he started building fusion reactors. Then the dude tried to stop him. That was a dark time.
The dude?
The dude.
The dude.
Like,
he didn't abide.
It's like Lebowski?
Yeah.
Lebowski tried to stop him?
Lebowski tried to stop him.
That's not the Lebowski I know.
Well, he's dead, so.
It would be really Maybe. Hard for me to go back and watch the other Marvel movies now. Like, I haven't seen any of the Captain America movies. I may have seen one of the Iron Man movies, maybe once.
I like the Iron Man.
We watched the third one.
Yeah.
I like the Iron Man movies.
That's like your opinion, man.
I think the Captain America movies are better. The second one, I will argue that the second one is the best Marvel movie. It's probably not my favorite, but is I think it's the best film of
better than Ragnarok?
Winter Soldier?
Uh-huh. I think it's a better made movie.
I don't think it's better made movie.
I think it's more internally consistent, too.
I think it was more important to the MCU.
Oh, absolutely.
Because it was the only movie for... It was the only movie in the first three quarters of the MCU movies that actually changed the world meaningfully. Like, even the first Avengers movie, shit happened in New York. It's mentioned, but you never, ever see anything in New York being fucked up.
Yeah.
You go back there a lot.
Right.
It's just all fine now, right? Like, there are, like, side references to it, like Homecoming.
Yeah.
Right? Like, those are little side nods. That was little stuff. But, like, nothing like what Winter Soldier...
Well, that's the whole motivation behind...
yeah. What's his
face? Tombs.
Yeah.
The Vulture.
Yeah.
It's been a while since... It's also been a while since I've seen Winter Soldier.
How much of the Wakanda stuff do you think they added late in the game?
After Black Panther became the top grossing superhero movie of all None. Time?
I think it was already there. It was already being advertised with those sequences before... Well before Black Panther came out.
That's interesting.
They were already going to Wakanda no matter what, right?
Why?
Wait, yeah, that's not...
For Vision.
What? Well, I mean, like, they literally could have taken Vision anywhere.
I think they knew that this movie would go to Wakanda in kind of this way just because it was... Looking at the sequence of the movie releases, that was going to be the one that was...
Before it.
That was closest to it.
But even then, they're so...
The problem is... The problem with Wakanda...
Is it so new?
The problem with Wakanda is that a good 2 years should have passed between Black Panther and this movie, and it didn't look It looked like 2 weeks ago passed.
2 weeks ago, I think, is what the timeline is.
Yeah, I don't think so. Not for this.
Wakanda?
For Wakanda.
Because
Black Panther takes place within like a week or two after... Age of Ultron. Or, no, Civil War.
And a couple months have passed, obviously. Yeah. Because Cap's been on the run for a while.
Yeah. To grow that fucking hair and that beard.
Long enough for Scarlet Witch and Vision to fuck in a whole bunch of places.
Yeah.
And Cap to kind of cruise and...
And Bucky to go about. From being... And Bucky to go from being comatose to now being...
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Where's the fight?
I'm going to get that arm.
I'm going to get that arm. He's fucking funny.
That fucking eye came back.
Yeah,
you didn't think that eye was going to come back. I didn't put that together.
No.
God, I wish I had.
Hey, I got an eye.
Yeah.
Where did that eye come from?
Rocket stole it. I think at the end of Guardians 1.
That guy's eye.
I was going to, like...
Yeah, and his eye.
Okay, I remember it from somewhere, but I couldn't Rocket. Place, like, where he...
I don't think it was that eye.
No, it was... It was when they were in the prison.
Yeah.
Like, in the first third of the first one.
Yeah.
He convinces Star-Lord that he needs that guy's eye and it, as a joke.
No. He convinces Star-Lord. He takes, in the first one, he takes the guy's leg.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, yeah.
At the end of the first one, then he's like, and his eye.
Yeah.
I'm going to get that arm. He's
like... It's like a teenage Groot.
Hey, Groot.
You fucking Peter Dinklage.
You speak Groot? Yeah, it was an elective.
What the fuck?
There's so much implication there.
Yeah. Yeah, Peter Dinklage is the giant dwarf was pretty great.
That was
when you see a dwarf. And it's like, I was not expecting that.
You know, here's the fun thing about Atree. As you know, after Loki cuts off Thor's wife's hair, Sif, he cuts off her golden hair, Thor threatens to kill Loki. And he's like, you need to give my wife her hair back. And he's like, oh, no. I cut it off at the root. It's never coming back. So Thor's like, well, you better fucking figure it out, trickster god. So Loki goes to these dwarves and he's like, hey, these dwarves off the way. Say that you guys are shitty craftsmen and they want to challenge you to a crafting contest to present three gifts to the gods to see whose gifts are better. So they're like, okay. Also, one of them has to be golden hair that will reattach to skin. So they're like, okay.
That's pretty awesome.
So he goes to the other set of dwarves and he's like, these guys say that you're the shittiest craftsman. Same deal. Only not without the golden hair. And I'm pretty sure Atree is the first one. He's from the first group. Well, the second group actually craft Mjolnir.
Mm.
That's where Thor gets Mjolnir. I guess it has to be Atri who does Mjolnir. Otherwise, why would he go there? Right? Because that's where Mjolnir was crafted. More importantly.
So Stormbreaker.
More importantly than that, Atri is the dwarf who crafts Gulenbursti. Gulenbursti, a giant boar made out of gold that can fly.
Why isn't this in the MCU?
I have asked myself this a lot. Why isn't it everywhere? Why aren't we currently Gulenbursti?
Yeah.
That was the first story in mythology, and goddamn, I love that fucking story.
Tony, Peter Dinklage, that's who was in this film. Yeah?
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, he was there.
Yep.
That made me do a double take. I was like, is that Peter Dinklage?
I saw it instantly.
Yeah.
I was like,
So what's interesting is this movie had two characters in the MCU played by actors who play two characters in the Fox.
Yeah.
Peter Dinklage and Josh Brolin, who's going to be Cable.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I misread it. Peter Dinklage. Read it again. I'm sorry. Yeah.
Was that Sam?
Yeah.
That sounds like a Sam.
That axe did look pretty badass.
That was.
And
I mean,
Groot
and
cut
I,
off his...
I dug that Groot cut off his arm to make the handle.
Thor, god of axes.
He's got two eyes now.
Two different colored eyes.
He tore some shit up at the end
what
of the movie.
What did he
too.
Say when he was like, "That's a suicide mission"? He's like, "Not if it doesn't kill me," or something like that. And Rocket said something really snappy back at him, like, oh, "Fuck, I forgot what it was." It was really funny when he's gonna go behold
the iris,
the eye of the forge open. Rocket was on point.
Rocket was fantastic. But can we, as much as I loved everything about that Dwarven Forge scene, can we maybe have a talk about some of the things that happened there that made no fucking sense?
Like,
they're like, I can't craft the hammer because of my hands, right? Like, the fucking, so like, he never once uses his hands in the crafting of the axe.
Yeah.
That's because they find the mold. Wasn't that the whole mm-hmm. thing? Like, he has this mold, so they're like, well, we can use this. I thought that was the whole...
I know, but, like, he could have just used his club hands to find the mold and move it. And then, like, as soon as they start the thing, like, he basically just pours the metal into the mold and then throws the mold on the ground, none of which requires hands.
Ah, fuck. There it is. I'm surprised Mubot didn't ping you for that. Dead man's spells are hard to undo.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know what that means. I assume nothing. I mean, I remember it from the movie, obviously. Mm-hmm. But there was a lot of Benedict Cumberbatch in this movie.
Strange did some mystic bullshit, and it'll trigger at some point. Cue the plot Rube Goldberg machine.
Yeah. Like, I remember him saying that. But...
It was in reference specifically to...
Yeah, it was the maw taking the thing off of his neck.
Yeah, because he took the Eye of Agamotto off his neck.
Can we talk about how Star-Lord basically fucked everybody over in this movie? It could have been over.
I mean, he's done it before.
I mean, but he did it this time.
It was a lot less heroic this time.
It's the only sequence of events that they'd win.
I know. But his...
inability to control his childlike outbursts.
His sudden and inevitable betrayal.
Curses sudden inevitable betrayal of his own emotions. What the fuck was Nebula doing? Everyone's like, shh, don't help him piece together what's happened. And like, can we get this glove off of him? Because that's like of a high importance.
Yeah.
And Nebula's like, oh no.
We have to deal with this right now.
Yeah, this
can we do
right
it like
now.
In 5 seconds? Right now.
Right now. Here's this emotional burden.
Yeah.
On
like a fucking Gorm.
Fucking, what's her name? Mantis?
Mm-hmm.
She's like, this is really difficult to do. Please don't interfere. So he's like, oh, I'm going to punch you in the face right now. Because I'm angry that you killed my apparent love.
Why are you punching him? Why don't you just shoot him in the face?
Why don't you just let us kill him?
like I'm reading through the quotes, and there were some great one-liners.
Oh yeah.
I am Groot. I am Steve Rogers. I'm Doctor Strange. Oh, we're using our made-up names. I'm Spider-Man.
Yeah. Tom Holland,
he's so good.
Like, this version of Spider-Man is just so good. It's like everything I always wanted Spider-Man to be. Like, he's so... We talked about this in Homecoming. He's just so, like...
Spider-Man-y.
Yeah. He's so young and, like...
Excited.
Yeah.
Hasn't been downtrodden by the brutalities of life. You know what else this movie desperately lacked? Rhinos.
Okay,
never mind. No, I saw M'Baku.
Yeah, you're right. It did lack some rhinos. I liked how when, what's her name, Scarlet Witch, finally comes down, and the general, she's like, she's super OP. Like, her powers are, like, kind of insane. And the general's like, why has she been up there? Like,
yeah.
Like, what the fuck?
Yeah, but then they immediately explain, and they're like, oh, she's here now. We can go for it. We can go after him.
Yeah.
Well, that, I mean, but that wasn't, like, strategy on... their part, that was strategy on the enemy's part.
Yeah.
Like, she was just up there to...
to also protect him in case he got that far.
Oh, well.
Because she is that OP. I mean...
she is OP.
Yeah, only she has that horrendously debilitating personality.
She's got the thing where she is just a person.
Just a person. Yeah, that's the worst part of her. Like, everyone else just turns that part off, but not her.
What was he yelling every time he jumped through the portals? Owen Star-Lord doing the bird falling back through the portal was funny. That was really funny.
That was really good. Actually, that whole sequence on Titan was fucking gorgeous.
That was
good. The whole fight scene, and then, like, Thanos pulls down the fucking moon. That shit was hot.
That was ridiculous.
What did Iron Man say afterwards? He's like...
Don't throw a moon at me.
Yeah, just like, don't you dare throw another moon at me, or something, like, something equally as... outrageous. What was he yelling every time he jumped through the portals? I can't remember.
I think he was yelling his attacks, like front kick, side kick,
yeah,
or something like that. Roundhouse.
Yeah.
There was like this moment where like right before Thanos stabs Tony, where like he's like, you know, Tony, like you, I too am burdened by knowledge. Like, that was like, I thought it was really, I really enjoyed that.
How is this dude still alive?
Somebody in our theater screamed.
He's not a dude. You're a dude. This is a man. A handsome, muscular man.
Oh my god, the whole sequence. Jax is like, they're kissing and they look over at Jax and she's like eating the chips.
I'm invisible. You're not invisible.
No, I am. Hi, Drax. Oh, god damn it, man.
Where Thor hits the windshield and then that one eye opens. Although they've established earlier in Guardians that they can just be out in space for longer than normal people can be out in space, and it's not an issue.
What? Who? Which part of that?
In Guardians?
Yeah, wait.
In the several times people are just floating around in space, unshielded.
That's actually real, though. Like, you're okay in space for, like, a minute.
Yeah. No, I get that part.
Oh, okay.
Do you think that Thor was only out there for a minute?
No, but he's...
he's also a god.
He's the god of haters.
I'm not saying that he should have died. I'm saying that they seem awfully shocked by...
they seem shocked that he was alive still.
Yes.
Yeah.
And that... I can understand being shot. Like, I... ah, there's a body. Ah! Oh, shit, it's alive!
I mean, yeah, they don't know he's god of hammers.
Yeah.
You think they'll bring Loki back?
I don't think so. I really like Loki.
I'm kind of under the impression that anyone who died
before the gauntlet?
I don't even know if it's before the gauntlet. I think Gamora might be safe.
Where's the line?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Gamora comes back.
Because I can't imagine Gamora's.
Done. I think because she's a sacrifice for the Soul Stone, she might come back. And I think anybody who died in the snap, they're
definitely coming back.
I think they're coming back.
They're going to come back until they get killed again.
The thing is, I think there's going to be a trading of lives. They made such a point in saying we're not going to trade lives, that they will trade lives.
Oh, yeah.
And that's when we will see the old guard leave.
Yeah.
That's when we'll see Tony and
Cap
and Cap and Thor die.
Yeah. I'm back on board with all three of them are not going to make it.
And I can see I can see the original Avengers not making it, like all of them.
Nah, I think Banner will make it.
You think?
Yeah. Because you're going to need a transition person, and Banner's got more Hulk to do. Because you still need a science person, and Shuri's not going to take over the entire science Avenger shit. Or maybe she will, I don't know. Black Panther made $1 billion.
Yeah. I don't know, you're probably right that there is going to be a transition person. What would be great would be have somebody like Hawkeye be the transition person, because they've done so nothing with him.
Thor has, there's nowhere else for Thor to go.
No.
So I like Thor will be dead. That doesn't surprise me. I'll be pretty pleased to see Cap gone.
Are we going to talk about Hulk's like
ED?
Yeah.
Hulk dysfunction.
Do you guys have like a?
Yeah, Hulk, this is the first time Hulk got his fucking
dick yeah he got his ass. He is not the strongest there is.
He got his ass laid out, even though he already lost to Thor.
Welcome, strongest Avenger.
Yeah, I think Banner will make it.
I think that's possible.
That's he doesn't a, even that's have the first movie. Time he's ever been defeated.
In a Thor straight up defeated him. In a straight up punching contest.
Thor kicked his ass.
Did he?
Yeah. Then they cheated, and then Hulk. So
Thanos has missed opportunity. Snaps fingers. All of you are magical anime girls.
I'm gonna get that arm. You know, in his bunk, he's just got a collection of artificial limbs. Some of them vibrate.
This is Thanos we're talking about. He's the toughest there is. Well, he's never fought me. Yeah, he has. He's never fought me twice. There was this old movie, Aliens.
Kid, stop. That shit was good. There were a lot of good quotes. The problem is that there were so many quotable, like everybody had to get their one-liners in, but there were so many people that like half the movie was one-liners.
Yeah. Who's Scott? Ant-Man. There's an Ant-Man and a Spider-Man?
The Earth's Mightiest Heroes, like Kevin Bacon? Yeah. I don't know. I liked it. I didn't feel bored watching it. I didn't get the, like, destruction fatigue that I often do. Like, there was a lot of, like, destruction that happened. But it wasn't, we're flying an entire city up into the atmosphere, like, and blowing it up. Destruction levels.
It was also in a lot of different places.
Right. So there was lower levels of destruction, and it was just, like, smaller fights happening in different areas.
Like, there were a lot less people involved in the fights.
Yeah.
Like, the fight on Titan was really visually interesting, and also Titan was already destroyed, so who gives a fuck about it?
Right, yeah.
And, like, pulling down the moon was fucking hot.
Yeah, that was really
that
cool.
That shit was hot. That was really good. The fucking fight on Thor's ship, it's only between Hulk and Thanos.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So that wasn't boring.
Let him have his fun.
Yeah.
Tell him about the dance-off to save the universe. What dance-off? It's not a thing. Like in Footloose the movie? Exactly like Footloose. Is it still the greatest movie in history? It never was. Don't encourage Flash Gordon. Flash Gordon, that's a compliment. Don't forget, I'm half human. So the 50% of me that's stupid is that. That's 100% of you.
Chris Pratt was destroying this movie.
Because you guys were like, he's only going to be in, like, 5% of it. Like, you're not going to see them at all. But, like, they were a big chunk of the movie. So I was really, like, happy with that. Because they're my favorites. Yeah. And Thor is now, too, because of Ragnarok. And because of this movie.
And, I mean, the Thor-Groot rocket mashup.
Yeah.
Just keep that movie going.
When fucking... Winter Soldier picked up Groot or Rocket and was spinning him around.
Let me get that arm.
The way he says it, like, I can't get over, like, replaying it in my mind. Like, it's just
It's like a pirate had a baby with an angel.
I'm describing her. She's like feeling his muscles. He's like, stop doing that.
Why are you talking like me? I'm not talking like you. This is how I normally talk. Why are you talking so much lower?
Kind of like when Peter turned, they're on the bus and Peter just went, hey, create a distraction. Ah, we're all gonna die!
Get the Stan Lee cameo out of the way early. Yeah.
I did like the Red Hull, the Red Skull showing up.
I forgot that that thing was a thing.
And it's a shame that they couldn't get
Hugo Weaving
back.
Yeah. He was like contractually obligated to do it. And they're like, he's like, if they asked, I'd have to do it. But I don't think any of us wanted that.
Mm-hmm.
Aces. I read an interview with a guy who did that. And he's like, I was so fucking jazzed when they gave me this part. Well, Jesus, calm down, dude. You had like 10 lines. Relax. I studied all of Hugo Weaving's movies.
Ooh. Oh, he says, you throw another moon at me and I'm going to lose it.
Yeah. Oh, the line you were talking about earlier. How long is it going to take to heat? A few minutes, maybe more. Why? I'm going to hold it open. That's suicide. So is facing Thanos without that axe.
But he says something else.
Yeah, Rocket says something.
No, he says something only if I die.
Right. And he's like, that's suicide. He's like, only if I die or something. And then Rocket's like, that's what it means.
It wasn't Rocket. It was Dinklage.
Was it?
Yeah. He's like, yeah, that's what it means. That's what that means.
I liked how Thor kept calling Rocket Rabbit.
Yeah.
He didn't correct
clearly,
him. And he never corrected him.
Clearly the smartest among you.
A Thor Rocket movie, man. I would watch the fuck out of that.
So what Peter is saying when he's jumping through the holes, he's going, magic, more magic, magic with a kick.
That's
magic.
Right.
Like he's just so, like, he's just so excited, and I just love him. Like, and I wanted to die when he was dying.
Where is Gamora? I'll do you one better. Who is Gamora? I'll do you one better. Why is Gamora?
Oh, that whole scene where they, like, that was pretty good.
Tracks. Everybody's gonna come back. There will be no consequences in this movie. That's my prediction. Loki's last words were, "The sun will shine on us again."
He's a god. He's a god of mischief. That doesn't bother me. I don't think Everybody's getting super upset about who has disappeared in this movie when, like, you know, it's not gonna stay that way. But I don't think it's gonna be without consequences. Most people were assuming Iron Man was going to die in this one, like in a permanent way.
That will come up later.
The people that I thought would die didn't. And that was actually kind of, I was okay with it. Because I had some expectations that Iron Man and Cap and, like, I expected those guys to die because their contracts are coming up and they've been doing this for 10 years and they're not going to do it forever.
Like, but what if they did?
I'm okay with still seeing Tony Stark in the world.
The rabbit is correct and clearly the smartest among you.
Yeah.
So I read something else where they were like, all that for a drop of blood was significant. Was that a significant thing?
Oh, like he scratches his face?
Mm-hmm. Like it feels like a throwaway line to me, but then like, it was like, oh, well now that he's got his blood, I was like, ugh.
Unless that was Doctor Strange's
plan.
Yeah.
But like, I'll sit over here in my turgid speculation. I don't like that they've turned the movie into a puzzle for me that I'm going to try and solve for the next year.
Why? Why bother trying?
I thought the next...
Why bother trying anything?
He's got you there. I thought the next Avengers is like 4 years away or something. Nope. Like that.
Next May. There was also some interesting things that, like, there were flat out lies that a lot of people told in interviews about stuff that happened that was going to happen in this movie. Also, there are sequences from the trailers that don't appear in this movie or are completely different than they appear in the movie.
Oh, they're pulling a DC move.
No, I don't think they are. I think they're pulling a time travel move, and we're seeing stuff from the next Avengers movie.
Oh.
because the fight scene in Wakanda, you see Hulk jumping around in those scenes, not the Hulkbuster armor. Yeah, that's in the trailer. There are set photos showing the Avengers in their original costumes. So time travel is going to be all over this next one.
I mean, are you trying to talk dirty to me? Like, what the?
No, I just that's my speculation.
Yeah, I mean,
my rampant speculation is time travel, trading lives, and using the Reality Stone to give Thanos his happy ending, so he becomes a non-threat.
His happy ending.
Well, you know, jerking him off into the sunset.
I mean, they already gave him some weird fucking hallucinations, right?
The Infinity Cup.
What hallucinations?
When he saw Baby Gamora.
Oh, Baby Gamora. That
stuff.
Was that hallucinations or was that just him remembering?
It was kind of like a vision because she asked him if it was worth it.
Yeah.
Or what did it cost? And he said, everything.
Yeah.
Because it cost you, baby girl. Does he ever... I feel like he calls somebody baby girl or something like that. Something weird.
Ugh. Daughter.
Daughter. Every time there's a couple of instances where because he's got these huge hands and he's like touching somebody's hair. I think he does it to Gamora and I think he does it to Scarlet Witch at the end. I don't know, creep me out.
Well, like his big dick fingers.
No, I just expect him to like grab it and I don't like they all have like long hair and I think I just have like a
it's a gut reaction to that.
Are you trying to tell me that you hate me for grabbing your hair earlier?
When'd you grab my hair?
When we sat down for dinner.
He pulled a June bug out of it.
Oh, no. No.
Because I will happily let the June bugs infest your hair from this point forward if it makes you uncomfortable.
Gamora becomes Lady Death.
Ooh. Mm. That's interesting.
Hey, you, get the fuck out of here.
I was... When they introduced Hela in...
Ragnarok. You can say its name.
Yeah, no, the word wasn't coming to me. When they introduced Hela in that, I almost thought that that's how they were going to spin the Thanos story.
Oh, was instead of having
Lady Death, just put Hela in that role. Why do you need another character when you've got that one?
Yeah,
and that would have actually been kind of a cool way to do it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and then you can just slip Thanos just a little bit to Jormungandr, the world snake.
Mm.
I love Norse mythology. Get the fuck out of here. Everybody get the fuck out of here.
Then Thor and Thanos would be brothers-in-law.
I'll make a big statue with your helmet. The one with the big bendy horns.
But then would that make Thanos a god? Like if he...
What's the difference between him and a god right now?
Well, Thor specifically tells him, you will never be a god.
Loki tells him that.
Loki tells him that.
Death.
Somebody tells him that.
That's his death. Those were his death words.
I mean, to be fair, then Loki wasn't a god either.
I thought Loki's last words were like, the sun will shine on us again.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm pretty sure Thor says he will never be a god.
Star-Lord was more of a god than Thor or Hel or Loki have ever appeared to be.
Who?
Star-Lord.
Get the fuck out of
Guardians
here.
2, when he's literally de-powered? Changing reality.
I mean, is summoning lightning not changing reality, or...
That's subatomic particles.
Isn't making a big rock... Isn't making a big rock Pac-Man also subatomic
particles? Good night, Neo-Seg.
No.
See you, Sam.
Think about it, Gamora's the only one Thanos loves. He loved death in the comics.
He
didn't love Gamora.
That's a clever twist. I think he did love Gamora.
No. He wanted to control her.
He did control her. Those aren't mutually exclusive.
He's a control freak. He didn't love her.
This is a complicated topic.
Yeah. I understand what you're saying.
But I think Tony's right. I don't think the two are mutually exclusive.
Yeah. What's the definition of God in the MCU? Thor.
I mean, Ego said he was a god with a little g. That would imply that there are other celestials.
There are other celestials.
Hypothetically, any celestial could have stepped in at any moment and stopped Thanos if they gave a shit.
I mean, we actually see one of the celestials in this movie. Because nowhere is the head of a dead celestial.
Oh, right. I forgot about that.
Did you see Tobias?
I didn't see him, but I heard that he was there. Like, we're watching the end credits. It was like, special thanks to Arrested Development. I'm like, What? What happened?
I did
what
the same thing, and I'm like, did you ever see this fucking special thanks to Arrested Development? And they're like, what? And I'm like, oh,
I pulled out
I'm fucking going crazy, right?
I immediately pulled out my phone and started looking, and Julie's like, what are you doing? And she's like, you're looking, aren't you? Yes, I am. Leave me alone.
I have to know what this means. I didn't find it until Monday.
So I
forgot that night I found it. I just forgot to send it.
God damn it. Whose team are you on?
The article I found even told you exactly where to look, like at what point, like when so-and-so crosses the screen, it's like right behind him. And yeah, that was pretty good.
I posted it to Facebook specifically to remind myself to look it up, because I knew if I started looking it up in the theater that I was gonna miss something else in the credits or something else. That post-credits was all right. I need more Kobe Smulders in my life.
I'm excited for Captain Marvel. Now that I know who she is.
I like Captain Marvel. I think it'll be a good one. I dig that they're doing it in a different time period too. What do you want, dude? Alright, I don't think I have anything else.
No, I think I'm
Me neither.
Good. I like this movie, and if you think it was bad, then you're wrong.
You are also bad.
This movie is garbage.
Your opinions are garbage.
Then that means my opinions know this movie well.
I have a coworker who is garbage.
Me too.
Over the cubicle wall, they start reading this intake form that they got for their new doctor.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Wait, am I streaming this?
This is fine.
Okay.
I haven't stopped yet. I don't care, because this is so offensive to me. They're reading, they're like, gender? Why are there more options for gender? And orientation? What's that about? They're even asking what my preferred pronoun is? Ha ha! This is crazy. Hey, this is not funny. Sorry.
Were they saying that to you? Like, you'd be like,
no, they were just saying it out loud, and like there were a couple of people around, so I think they were just trying to get a reaction.
Right.
And I'm like, don't. Just this isn't fun. This isn't funny.
You argue for the audience, Tony.
Yeah.
Ugh. I cannot imagine getting to the point in my life where, like, oh, there's more options in this box that I'm not going to tick. This is offensive. Well, I'm not going down the list and ticking white, black, Latino, Asian. Like, there's more than one race on the fucking list. Why do you give a fuck about this?
Right.
Like, I cannot imagine you give a shit about this.
Unless they take the thing that I identify as off the list, I don't...
Yeah, no, that seems problematic.
But like, that's the only time I'm going to be like, I don't know what to do. And it's going to be more like, I don't know what to do, than I'm going to be offended by it.
You know, Battletech asks you your pronoun.
Oh, yeah?
Cunty McQueen identifies as a woman, and she prefers she.
Of course. Apparently, this even had some options that you could check for pronoun. So, like, they were completely confused by some of the pronoun choices that were available.
Like the one with the X?
I think one was
Z.
There was one that was... it was him, her, Zer.
Good game.
And HIR was one of them. And I'd never heard of that one.
I've never heard of that one either.
But
what's HIR?
I've heard of it. I can't.
I'd never heard of it.
You
and
have
I was
a
too
device
fu-
right there.
I was too fucking busy to actually look it up. It was just one of those ones that was like, oh, that's different. I'll look that up some point. And it'll probably be when I edit this episode, because I'm not going to do it right now. Unless somebody else does it and tells me. But yeah, then like they kept bringing it up over and over. It's like, just let it go.
They bring it up to you like you're gonna like commiserate. Like,
yeah,
like, this is crazy.
You're old. Go retire.
Yeah, like we all can see how old you are.
Go retire. That would be fine.
Millennials are killing the language and the words and the pronouns.
Yeah, the thing is, I work in an IT department with no millennials.
That's why they were saying it out
that's
loud.
The perfect,
they were like, oh,
weird.
This is crazy.
That's
right?
The perfect place.
Right? Somebody validate me, right?
Yeah, that's exactly what it was.
I like to remind the people.
And then I just shouted over the cubicle wall, that's not funny. It was like, oh, sorry.
Oh, the youngs are here.
It's like, I can't wait for one of your grandchildren to identify differently than you can accept.
Well, so here's the thing. They won't, because why come out to your racist as fuck grandparent?
Yeah.
All right, on that note, I'm going to end the stream.
All right.
Good night, everybody.
See ya.
Thanks for joining. Bye.